teachers in public primary schools in Arua City have logged complaints against private schools snatching seemingly bright semi-candidates to subsequently pass in Division 1 at their schools. This has angered the school authorities, who blame it for falling number of candidates in Division 1 and poor performance in primary leaving exams, according to Mr. Amati Alfred, an administrator at Arua Public Primary School, who also alleged that private schools send away the weak candidates to sit in public schools, calling for immediate intervention by the leaders. Mr. Amati speaking.
You would expect a high level performance from private schools versus government schools because of, I particularly want to reflect on some unhealthy competitions that are running around, that are eating up actual education system. A system where people hunt for first grades. They even buy them. To the extent they even go to parents to give parents money. I want this one to come to my school. And this child comes only to give first grade, but has not learned here. And could even have given this first grade somewhere, in even a government school.
However, private school administrators refute the allegations of snatching bright pupils from public schools to improve their performance, but rather challenge management of public schools to work on the challenges affecting performance, including inadequate supervision and absenteeism, according to the chair of the Private School State Teachers Association, Mr. Geoffrey Etoma. Mr. Etoma speaking.
For instance, I was hearing that there are children who are in public schools who are supposed to be getting first grade, they have been grabbed by private schools. Sometimes these things are done by parents, but those private schools that move there and begin to connive and said, let this child come here. You stand out and said, private school, maybe Springs, has taken children from here. We would want to go to those schools and said, why are you doing this bad practice? But I used to hear some schools, private schools, you have a center number. Why would you take children in your school to go and sit in another school?
The PTA chairman, Mr. Amaku Ratibu, demands urgent attention in the response to the challenge faced by public schools to enhance